Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A First-Rate Madness, Uncovering the Links Between Leadership and Mental Illness, is a nonfiction work by psychiatrist Nasir Gayami that examines the relationship between mental illness and effective leadership, especially during periods of crisis. Drawing on psychiatric concepts and historical biography, the book argues that certain mood-related traits associated with depression, bipolar disorder, and hyperthymic temperaments can sometimes strengthen leadership under pressure. Rather than presenting mental illness as a simple advantage or a universal deficit, Gayami frames the issue through situational judgment qualities that may hinder leadership in stable conditions, can become assets when institutions, nations, or organizations face upheaval. The book focuses on well-known historical figures to illustrate how realism, empathy, creativity, and resilience can emerge from psychological suffering. It is both a leadership study and a psychiatric argument aimed at readers interested in history, psychology, and the complexity of human decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the inverse law of sanity as the book's central leadership theory. The book's most distinctive claim is Gayami's inverse law of sanity, the idea that mentally healthy leaders tend to perform best in calm and predictable times, while leaders with certain mental illnesses may be better equipped for crisis. This is not presented as a romantic celebration of illness, but as a situational theory of leadership. Gayami argues that crises demand traits such as tolerance for suffering, willingness to face harsh facts, and creative flexibility, all of which may be sharpened by mood disorders. In stable periods, by contrast, the same psychological instability can become a liability. The value of the theory lies in its refusal to treat leadership as one fixed personality type. Instead, it shows that different historical moments require different psychological capacities, which complicates conventional ideas about balance, normality, and competence in public life. Secondly, how depression is linked to realism, empathy, and moral seriousness. A major thread in the book is the claim that depression can deepen leadership by producing realism and empathy. Gayami uses figures such as Abraham Lincoln to argue that depressive experience can make leaders more clear-eyed about danger, more aware of human suffering, and less prone to self-deception. He connects this to what is often called depressive realism, the tendency to see difficult realities without excessive optimism. In leadership terms, that can matter when denial would be catastrophic, and when decisions require moral endurance rather than confidence alone. The book also emphasizes empathy as an outgrowth of suffering. People who have endured pain may become more attentive to the vulnerability of others. Gayami presents this not as a moral virtue guaranteed by illness, but as a possible consequence of it. The broader implication is that emotional pain can sometimes produce a more humane and grounded form of authority, especially when leaders must guide people through loss, violence, or social conflict. Thirdly, mania, hyperthymia, and the creative energy of crisis leadership. Another important dimension of the book is the role of mania and related temperamental traits, especially hyperthymia, in driving action, confidence, and originality. Gayami suggests that elevated energy, reduced inhibition, and strong optimism can help leaders take bold initiatives when circumstances require rapid and inventive responses. In the book's historical examples, these traits are associated with people who were able to push through uncertainty and sustain momentum in difficult times. The argument is careful, however, because the same traits can also lead to impulsiveness, poor judgment, and overreach. That tension is central to the book. What helps a leader break through paralysis may also make that leader dangerous if not constrained by discipline or context. Gayami therefore treats mania not as brilliance in itself, but as a psychological force that can become productive or destructive depending on the demands of the situation. This makes the book more analytical than celebratory, since it insists that crisis leadership often involves managing instability rather than eliminating it. Fourthly, historical biography as psychiatric evidence in leadership analysis. The book is structured around historical case studies, which Gayami uses to link psychiatric patterns with public decision-making. Rather than building his argument through abstract theory alone, he turns to leaders such as Abraham Lincoln, Winston Churchill, Franklin D. Roosevelt, Martin Luther King Jr., Gandhi, John F. Kennedy, and others. This approach allows him to compare how different psychological tendencies appeared in different political and historical settings. The biography-based method also helps the book avoid reducing mental illness to clinical labels alone. It shows how temperament interacts with war, civil rights struggles, national emergency, and personal pressure. At the same time, the method has limits because historical diagnosis is inherently uncertain and can never be fully verified. That uncertainty is part of the book's tension. Gayami is not claiming perfect psychiatric certainty, but using history to suggest patterns that challenge simplistic assumptions about normality and leadership. The result is a hybrid work, part history, part psychiatry, and part leadership critique. Lastly, a challenge to stigma and to simplistic ideas about ideal leaders, a first-rate madness also matters because it challenges the stigma that often surrounds mental illness. Gamey does not argue that mental illness is harmless. He acknowledges that it can cause suffering, instability, and damaged relationships. But he does argue that society often assumes mental health is always the best basis for leadership, without considering that psychological difference may sometimes provide crucial strengths. This makes the book intellectually provocative and politically relevant. It asks readers to reconsider how leaders are judged, selected, and remembered, especially in moments when conventional steadiness may be less important than moral courage, endurance, and originality. The book, therefore, widens the discussion of leadership beyond charisma, intelligence, and calmness, showing that vulnerability can coexist with authority. Its practical value lies in encouraging more nuanced evaluation of leaders and more careful thinking about mental health as a spectrum of capacities rather than a simple defect. That perspective is what gives the book its lasting significance in both leadership studies and mental health discourse. In conclusion, A First-Rate Madness is best suited for readers interested in leadership, psychiatry, history, and the hidden costs of public decision-making. It will appeal to anyone who wants a serious challenge to the assumption that psychological normality is always the ideal basis for authority. The book is especially useful for readers who enjoy argument-driven nonfiction that combines case studies with a broader conceptual thesis. Its practical value lies in helping readers think more carefully about crisis leadership, emotional realism, empathy, and the trade-offs between stability and initiative. Intellectually, it stands out because it does not simply praise mental illness or condemn it. Instead, it offers a situational model in which certain psychological traits may become advantages under pressure while remaining liabilities in ordinary times. Compared with many leadership books that rely on generic advice, Gamey's work is more controversial, historically grounded, and psychologically specific. That combination makes it memorable. It asks not only who should lead, but what kind of mind is most useful when the world becomes unstable. If you would like to support Nasir Gamey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.